Welcome to Quest Point in the Mix. I'm Richard Andrews, publisher. Today, I'd like to share a new series with you called A Green Renaissance, a series of updates on news, activity, analysis, and thought throughout the green movement and consciousness. It's called A Green Renaissance because of the time we're in now and the similarities to that of the Italian and French Renaissance, which was a cultural movement that profoundly affected European intellectual life in the early modern period. Beginning in Italy and spreading through the rest of Europe by the 16th century, its influence affected literature, philosophy, art, politics, science, religion, and other aspects of intellectual inquiry. And now, on to today's program. The Prince Charles Foundation begins a new nationwide initiative called START to promote and celebrate sustainable green living across the United Kingdom. With START, the objective is to present an inspiring picture of a sustainable future. The program will do this by highlighting the very best examples of sustainable practices in the United Kingdom and showing how everyone can make a positive change right now. During 2010, START will grow into a vibrant and diverse program which will engage people right across the United Kingdom. Some topics include recycling, saving water, saving energy, using renewable energy, and healthy living ideas. The Motor City, Detroit. Dirt is on the cusp of going green and mainstream. Now in its seventh year, the Detroit Garden Resource Program supports nearly 1,000 community gardeners operating on scales ranging from tiny household plots with a few tomato plants and some cabbages to multi-lot gardens that feed many households, and a new $1 million downtown farming operation just took seed a couple of weeks ago in partnership with the MGM Grand. In the media, environmentalist and author Bill McKibben sat down with David Letterman on The Late Show to discuss climate change and the actions desperately needed to confront it. McKibben says the dire environmental problems we faced aren't entirely unmanageable, and we have the capabilities to provide some solutions. But there are certain groups like the oil and gas industry that don't want that kind of progress to be made. Until we build a movement big enough to challenge them, we won't solve it, McKibben told Letterman. McKibben describes the environmental grassroots organization he started last year with seven college students, 350.org, and how it exploded into a worldwide movement they expect to make an even larger impact on 10-10-10 for what McKibben describes as a global work party. The organization is putting pressure on President Obama to restore solar panels to the roof of the White House and is calling on people across the world to do their part in addressing climate change in their local communities. If I can go to work and do something, then I damn well expect my political leaders to do something, McKibben says. In the San Francisco Bay Area, a used clothing collection company called Use Again announced recently that it will roll out 100 collection bins in September, providing a convenient and practical solution for local residents to discard unwanted clothing, shoes, linens, and other textiles. Use Again diverts millions of pounds of clothing from landfill, generating new revenue streams for local businesses and nonprofits, and fueling local economies in emerging countries. In 2009 alone, the company diverted 54 million pounds of used clothes. Use Again's goal is to significantly bolster the diversion rate of textiles in the region. Textiles are the seventh most discarded material in the area, and as landfill costs rise, cities are supportive of new solutions. Installing Use Again textile collection bins at convenient drop-off sites enables cities to most effectively gather reusable clothing that otherwise might go to waste. Use Again is actively seeking to partner with local municipalities. In Los Angeles, LA Unified School District has named a new high school of environmental science after former Vice President Al Gore and author activist Rachel Carson. We all have a stake in these developments. We, the educators, business people, contractors, fast food workers, gardeners, citizens, children, and parents have the potential to lead this country to a new green renaissance of environmental, business, and social prosperity.
Oh, yeah.